Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Because we had this conversation in Ghana, and concerned is maybe not the word, but I'm a little worried about. Not too worried, but a little bit. And it's Apple. I know this is going to surprise a lot of people.
Let's talk.
Yeah, we should. because we talk about the growth of Apple, and we talk about the dominance that the iPhone has on the revenue model for the company. We've seen the revenue go down for the iPhone over the past 4 or 5 quarters. It's looking like that'll be 6 quarters. They have, obviously, they just announced that the Vision Pro is going to go into pre-order on the 19th of this month.
And people, that ain't it.
And people can start receiving them on February 2nd. I don't know if this is a revenue generator. And if it's a miss, this, I don't know what 2024 looks like for Apple. That doesn't mean that I don't love it long term. I do. I love it long term, 1,000%. I'm just talking about in 2024, my concern meter is it went off a little bit. Only because if the Vision Pro isn't what people anticipated to be, which, again, I think you and I are in agreement that we don't think this is going to be the revenue generator. What will be the innovation in 2024 that sparks revenue, right, and changes that trajectory from having 5 negative quarters to 6 to 7? Because if we do 10, now you're talking about a negative year in sales for the iPhone. I don't think the iPhone 17 is going to change anything. So I am a little concerned about Apple in 2024.
For the first time in the history, I am too. I've been screaming forever. When it's get clipped up, don't say none of my comments. But to the team at Apple, I need you guys to innovate. You can only operate better for so long. You do need innovation. Samsung's been kicking y'all ass in the phone department for at least 9 years. iPad, meh at best. Vision Pro, most people can't afford a $3,500 headset to watch you porn, or they can watch on their laptop for free. We need common sense governance at some point. Maybe we've hit a bell curve issue where you can't innovate more, but they need better products, or they need to push more aggressively into healthcare. I think they should, if they're going to keep making a camera better, price is pretty high on it, but I think at some point they should probably buy DJI, and they need to run an aggressive smear campaign on Disney so Disney can get down to a price point where they can buy all of Disney.
Or,
but as far as the innovation on the phones, it's over with.
So it's over with. This is when I started thinking about this. Is this the year of acquisition? Right. So you said Disney, but I started thinking about who's their competitor. Right. I know Microsoft. They do business together, but the reports are there, and every sign is pointing to it. Microsoft will pass it in market cap at some point. With over the next 12 to 16 months, it'll pass it. Right.
Yeah.
Based on solely on AI, but Microsoft acquired Activision to dominate gaming.
Mm-hmm.
What if Apple decided to acquire something, maybe like an EA or something of that sort, where now we have a competitor in this space? We weren't dominating there. Now we have a player in there in terms of that space, but also in other forms of acquisition in the media standpoint. Some maybe, the new NFL deal or a new NBA cut somewhere in acquisitions, because they have the capital to do it. Is that the new innovation?
They have to, because if they don't get Disney, it looks like Amazon is going to be the new cable TV over the next 5 or 10 years. So they have a big competitor there in terms of media. They also have a competitor, Amazon, in the healthcare space. They need a great acquisition in the healthcare space. But I'm surprised with all the fanfare around crypto, whatever Bitcoin project wallet project they were working on, I'm surprised that has not been released. That's been a mistake to not attack, because if they had a formidable opponent in that space, they would be able to bring people into the crypto space who normally would not travel there because of like the legitimacy of the brand. But I know it's tough running a multi-trillion-dollar company that's way above my pay grade, but there has not been innovation on the phone in at least, it's 2024, probably 10, 11 years.
So your whole thing is two tech companies, right? And Apple and Microsoft, and then two indexes. So are you changing Apple out of your two tech?
Absolutely not. This is like when Tim Duncan came to the Spurs with David Robinson. Apple is David Robinson. Now, they may have to take the back seat for a year and a half until they get it in order. Microsoft is going to be dominant. I'm not saying that I don't love the stock, but my thing is I always plan for disaster before it gets on my doorstep. So if they're not innovating, sales are sliding. Their sales are declining in China. So their market share shrank 2.5% to 15.1 billion. Yeah, it's still a lot of money, but my thing is if it gets down to 10 billion and they're not able to operate there, and if they don't pivot how Nvidia did to be able to do a deal with China, India won't offset the sales fast enough. And people, I don't know one person in the last 5 years who says, I want a new iPhone. At this point, I only get it for the camera, for content. If it wasn't for that, I would probably have, what's the Galaxy to flip out that's the size of an iPad? Like, Samsung has just been killing. Like, sales have been down in the summer, declining revenue. So they have some things that they need to fix, but no, it's still, I'm not changing my formulation. And it's not out of ego. Even with all that said, Apple has still, as a $1 trillion company, is still producing 20% plus revenue, 20% plus gain year over year. I'm not leaving from it, but I think Microsoft will take the number one spot in the next year and a half.
All right.
This is crazy. They have no, like, even on the Mac rumor and Apple rumor report sites, they don't even have a product that could be great. Like, the Vision Pro isn't it.
Are you going to get it?
All right. Apple, if you invite me to campus, I'll get one. If we can do an interview there. But other than that, I have no plans.
I'll test it out for us. I'll have it right here on the episode.
Okay, I'll support you in that.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.